This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Store's beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy six Celsius, Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1 liter flavors and get the seventh free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got the drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy six and get the seventh free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hotline Root is the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. Our friend, Mr. Derek Gunn, you can give him a follow at The Real D Gunn. Gunner, what up, man? How are you, buddy?
Hey, how you guys doing today?
We're all right. How are you? What is the vibe?
Was that you I saw on top of that telephone pole last night?
No, heck no. Hey, look, my body don't move like that anymore, bro. Hey.
When they going to stop that, bro?
Look here. I'm just happy to be able to climb a 10-foot ladder to work around the house. That's it.
When they going to stop people from doing that, though, man? Like, one dude lost his life for the NFC Championship game.
I know, man. But, you know, it happens all over the country, B. Mitch. And, you know, the city's trying to grease poles and stop people from doing it. You know, it's like people who drive excessively on highways, man. How many bad accidents do you see before it has to register and continues to happen, man? 18-year-old college student lost his life from doing that, and yet people still do it, man. Yeah. I mean, as a society, we just never learn from previous mistakes. We just keep inventing new mistakes.
That's crazy. True. But one thing that a team definitely learned from is you had Eagles-Chiefs rematch last night. Super Bowl rematch from 2 years ago. Philly came out and just kicked their ass.
Oh, my goodness.
Maybe you thought Philly was going to win, but were you surprised by the level of dominance?
Oh, there's no question about it. I mean, the Kansas City Chiefs offensive line, which is one of the better lines in the league, got simply manhandled at the line of scrimmage from start to finish. Mm. I mean, you think about Patrick Mahomes had 42 dropbacks. The Eagles had 19 pressures and 6 quarterback sacks and never blitzed once the entire game. The 4-man front wore Kansas City's 5-man front, plus additional help from tight ends and a running back, simply wore them out. When was the last time you saw Patrick Mahomes tap dancing every time he stepped back like Sammy Davis Jr. in an entire game? I've never seen that before. And I tell you what, Patrick could not set his feet. You look at some of the throws he made, that wasn't Patrick Mahomes. That was the Philadelphia Eagles dogs being unleashed and chomping at them all game.
Yeah, I kind of felt that the defensive line of the Eagles dictated the whole football game, not just dictating what the offense did in our Kansas City, but it also helped the offense of the Eagles because they knew that the offense of Kansas City couldn't get anything going, so now they could do whatever they wanted to do.
You know, B-Mitch, as you know, man, when you can get 4-man pressure and you can drop 7 back in coverage, I don't care what quarterback you are. I don't care if it's Joe Montana, Tom Brady, you know, Patrick Mahomes, you don't have any lanes to throw through. That's why you saw Patrick patting the ball. His timing routes were completely thrown off because even with Travis Kelce, who is a master at finding soft spots in his own defense, he couldn't find a hole anywhere. You know, and so because of that, the Eagles put it on. Man, that's like, B-Bitch, it's like when you're kids and your mom tells you to go outside and get a switch because you know you're about to get a beat down.
Oh, yeah.
That's exactly what happened from start to finish in this game. The Eagles front told Kansas City the entire game from start to finish, you about to get a beat down. You need to go get a switch because you about to get whipped all night long.
It was, I mean, it really was. I mean, Gunner, if I had said before the game, Saquon's not going to have 60 yards rushing, you would have thought Philly lost, right?
Absolutely. There's no question about it. Everybody knew that Steve Spagnuolo's defense was not going to just allow Saquon to run up and down the field. And when you think about it, 18 straight playoff games, Kansas City has not allowed a 100-yard rusher other than a quarterback. You know, Lamar Jackson ran for 100, but in terms of a running back, that's a phenomenal stat in today's brand of football. But the Eagles showed once again, you take away our ground game, we beat you through the air. You take away our air game, we beat you through the ground. It is the most complete roster in the entire NFL. And, oh, by the way, a good portion of that roster will be back in 2025 to defend this championship.
Well, you know what, thing? A lot of times after you have some success, you start to get those egos popping in. Will they be able to overcome that?
Yeah, absolutely. B-Mitch, I will say this about this team. There's no we. There's no me on this team. You know, and let's face it, they had a few hiccups along the way. You know, when they were 2-2, people wanted Sirianni fired. You know, benched Jalen Hurts because he had like 5 or 6 turnovers in 4 games. They wanted Jalen Hurts benched. And then, of course, there was a game where Devontae Smith and A.J. Brown came out and said, you know, they had lost the game and said, what do you need to do better? We need to pass the ball more. And people took that as a diva wide receivers pouting. But it never affected the overall mission of what this team did, which makes this an incredible team. One thing about Nick Sirianni, he preaches we before me, and players buy into it. From day one, when he came here, he won this team over. And no matter who they kept adding to the equation, the foundation was set because you had a core group of players, the leaders on this team, who immediately bought into what Sirianni was doing, and they spread that message throughout the locker room. So anybody else, whether it was a free agent or a draft pick, that came in there, they understand they had to either embrace the culture or you're not going to be here long. And they embraced this culture, man. This is one of the closest football teams I have ever covered, and I've been covering this game for over 4 decades.
It's pretty damn interesting, Gunner, Sirianni specifically. We're talking with our friend Derek Gunn. You can follow him on X at RealDGunn, G-U-N-N. Sirianni clearly presses the right buttons. He runs at an emotional high. And I don't know who did it last night, but, like, the fact that they started joking around about A.J. Brown's book early in the second half, I was like, damn, the Eagles are on one. Like, they're putting it out there for the camera to see, and they just knew we had complete control of this thing.
Look, when that rookie Cooper DeJean picked off that pass and took it back 38 yards to the house, that's when from my perspective, that's when I knew it was over. You know, Kansas City had been the master of coming back. You know, you look at Patrick Mahomes' record in fourth quarter when he's down. You look at how many games they came from behind. Look at the fact that they won 11 one-possession games. They were in 11 one-possession games this year. They won all 11. They weren't the dominant Kansas City team that we had been accustomed to seeing in years past, but they were a chameleon. They knew how to blend in and knew how to shine at the right moment, and that's why they finished 17-2, you know, going into the Super Bowl and 15-2 in the regular season and throw out that last loss because they didn't play anybody in that season finale. But this was a buzzsaw. This was a buzzsaw they ran into. I don't think they were expecting. Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes, you know, that combination of head coach and quarterback up until last night to me was the best head coach quarterback combination in the National Football League. I think Sirianni and Jalen Hurts surpassed that last night. And, oh, by the way, now a lot of people can get off Jalen Hurts' back because a lot of people were indifferent towards Jalen for up most of the season. You can get off his back now. That young man performed and shined at the highest level last night. He didn't put up gaudy numbers, but you look at the numbers he put up, he was flawless last night.
His legs killed him last night. I don't know if they surpassed Andy and Pat just yet, though, Gunner.
At least for 1 year. Come on, B. Mitch. At least for 1 year.
Last night they did.
But last night, 1 year. You got to do it again, though. You know you got to do it one more time.
I know. I'm just joking.
But yeah, hold on, Gunner. Let me ask you this, though, because this gets hard to reconcile now because all the performances of Josh Allen and Lamar Jackson, the caveat is always, yeah, but they can't beat Pat, right? Well,
right.
Hurts, and it was a complete team effort and a dominant defensive line performance. But, like, Hurts has now beaten Pat. He was the better quarterback last night. It helped that he was afforded time to throw. But last night, he was the better quarterback. He was really, really good. Where does that put Hurts for you, big picture around the league?
I think you have to put him, you know, people kept saying he's an average quarterback. There's no doubt he's well above an average quarterback, and he's definitely one of the top 10 quarterbacks in the National Football League. All these national pundits all year long, when they would do their top 10 quarterback list, he would be in the outside looking in. It's like number 11, number 12, number 13. You sit there going, huh? Have you looked at his numbers? Now, he only threw 22 passes last night, but he's done that for most of the season since their bye week. He's averaged about 21, 22 passes a game, didn't turn the ball over, kept the team moving. They went on a 10-game winning streak. They had the one hiccup against you guys when he got knocked out with a concussion.
Yeah.
I mean, what else do you want from him? You know, I think sometimes we get so enamored with the wow factor of the numbers, 300 yards, four touchdowns, 112, 115 QB rating. You got to look at the overall efficiency of what this quarterback is doing. Now, right now, especially after watching that game last night, how many teams out there do you think would love to have a Jalen Hurts under center for their team? Think about that. A lot of teams. And it would be sure to, I guarantee you, moving forward, as we watch all the national pundits, the local pundits, I guarantee you he's going to be in the top five or six quarterbacks now moving forward. He has to be. He performed on the grand. Nothing affects this kid. He's got ice water in his veins. I would not like to sit down and play poker against him, because whether he had a good hand or a bad hand, you wouldn't know it, because his facial demeanor never changes. When he talks to the media, he never lets anything bother him on the surface. He just continues to go about his business, and he tells people, what now? What do you want from me now? That's all you need from a quarterback. Don't call him a game manager because of his ability of accurate throws and his legs. Call him a game changer.
Well,
he's not the runner Lamar Jackson is, but he's a game changer.
He's a great runner.
He's won a Super Bowl and a Super Bowl MVP, and I think when those other guys do that, then you can really start pushing them high above him.
Exactly. You know, has Lamar won one? Nope. Has he been to one? Nope. Josh Allen been to one? Nope.
Yep.
Now, they put up 4,000 yards passing every year. But the bigger picture is to hold that trophy up, to win that chip. They haven't done that yet. Jalen didn't. Now, granted, his defense put him in a lot of short field situations. But the bottom line, he got the job done, plain and simple.
But even more than that, to me, and I'm not prepared to say Hurts is better than those guys, and it's just like a superfluous radio conversation anyway. But more than that, to me, what has stood out about Burrow to me was he went to Arrowhead and beat the Chiefs, beat Mahomes, and obviously, it's a team effort, right? Like, it's not one individual doing it. But the Chiefs' mystique of Reed, Mahomes, Kelce, Chris Jones, all of it, to take that down says something about the opposite signal caller. And now Hurts is in that category. And, like, specific to Allen and Lamar, not only do they not have a ring, they can't beat the Chiefs.
No, they can't. And until you beat the Chiefs, and I'll say this right now, the way that Kansas City organization is run, they'll be right back in the thick of things next year as well. Brett Veach is one of the top GMs, just like Howie Roseman, in the game today. They'll be right back in the thick of things again next year. And if Baltimore and Buffalo can't beat them again next year, you'll be saying the same thing about those two quarterbacks. Great regular season quarterbacks can't get the job in the second season done.
For sure.
Is it?
I don't know, man. I was blown away by the level of ass kicking, and to me, Gunner, I don't know when you felt it. When DeJean got the pick six and it was 17-0, it was over in my head. Like, I know it's Mahomes on the other side, Andy Reid. The way they were controlling that game, it was over.
And the scary part about it is the way that defense played. They were the youngest starting 11 in the National Football League. Think about that. The youngest starting 11 in the National Football League, they went out there and played like they were one of the greatest defenses in the history of pro football. They've done that for most of the season. Last night basically typified why they were the number one defense in the National Football League, because of the way – this is one of the fastest defenses, if not the fastest defense, flowing to a ball, flowing to a quarterback. Think about this. With the turnovers they got last night, the three turnovers they got last night, they had 13 turnovers in the playoffs. In four playoff games total, 13 turnovers, and the only time they turned the ball over was when Jalen threw that deep pick last night. That was the first turnover they had offensively in the entire playoffs. You can't do much better than that.
Once you win the Super Bowl, people start trying to take your people away. Who's the free agents and who you worried about losing this year moving forward?
Well, they got some big decisions to make now because at the top of that list is Zach Bond. Think about Zach Bond was basically a part-time player with a Saint, and he comes here, and Vic Fangio identifies something in him, and not only helps him put together a good season, he had an all-pro season. He was named an all-pro. Where you start right there. But because of the way they performed, especially on defense, Howie Roseman got some big decisions to make. I mean, Josh Sweat's a free agent. I think Josh Sweat took a gamble on himself, signed a one-year deal for $10 million to stay here. Josh Sweat hit 2.5 sacks last night. He's about to get paid. Milton Williams, who is basically the understudy to Jordan Davis and Jalen Carter, is a free agent. He had a phenomenal second half of the season. He's about to get paid. Darius Slay said he wants to play one more year. I don't know if they're going to bring Darius Slay back because they have to put so much emphasis on trying to sign Zach Vaughn. But Darius is going to get paid somewhere else 1 year because Darius has come out and said 2025 will probably be his last season in the National Football League. He wants to stay here, but will he take the family discount? That remains to be seen. So you got some interest. But then when you lose those type of players, you got a young player like Jalen Hunt, who didn't play a whole lot this season, but all of a sudden in the playoffs he gets more reps at the linebacker DN position. He shines. Okay? So, you know, and Brandon Graham. Brandon Graham has already told me he doesn't know if he's going to call it a career or not. You know, he'll be 37 in April. But think about this. He had an injury that, medically speaking, was supposed to take 4 to 6 months to heal. He had that injury in week 12. He came back in like less than 3 months. He didn't play many snaps, but he played. His body feels good. His mind feels good. He might play another year. So this nucleus is set. And they lost N'Kobe Dean, who was having a phenomenal year, to a ruptured Achilles. He's coming back. You know, the nucleus of their defense is those four young Georgia Bulldogs. All of a sudden, Nolan Smith shines. If Sweat doesn't come back, he steps in. So they have already the backup to step in and fill the void for guys who could potentially get some big money elsewhere in 2025.
It starts with Bond, like you said. But, Gunner, we were talking about this earlier because people in D.C. are going to go nuts about, oh, the Skins got to sign Sweat and got to sign Milton Williams, get this Commanders D-line right? And I just wonder, you know, last night that performance was unreal, but, like, they've got so much talent all over the field. Bond, specifically, has been a special teamer for 4 years. Fangio identifies him. I'm going to make him my middle linebacker. He's going to run this thing, and he's fantastic. How much of that is because everything around him was fantastic?
You know, that's a valid question. But as good as this defense was, he was able to shine individually.
Yeah,
you know, it's about a weak concept, yes, but individuals do stand out. I mean, Jalen Carter, unblockable. You try to double team, you can't stop the kid. That opens up a lot of things for the guys playing behind him. But you have to be able to hold down your position, and Zach Bond more than held down his position in terms of what Vic Fangio asked him to do in that defense. I mean, this dude was always around the ball, making significant plays. Had a pick last night. In the game as well, incredible diving pick last night in the game. He's done it the entire season. The players around him made him better, but he also made himself better to stand out in an incredible defensive scheme.
All words are saying that you got your offensive coordinator leaving, going to New Orleans. How much will that affect the offense?
Once again, Jalen's going to have to get used to another coordinator. If you think about this, ever since his college career, he's had to get used to a different offensive coordinator every year of his career. But the guy still wins. Look at his winning. Look at his record as a quarterback in the National Football League. The guy still wins. He'll adapt. They'll adapt. It's not out of the realm of reality. They may just elevate somebody already in the system who already knows the system that they have in place. You know, when you think about most of the good OCs, they're already gobbled up by other teams. So what are you going to do? You're going to bring in somebody off the street to teach them the concept? The natural move would be to move somebody up within the organization, but because of the type of system there, who knows what they're thinking right now? The Eagles keep everything close to the vest. You never know what they're thinking, but I would be surprised if they didn't just elevate somebody from within and go from there somebody who's comfortable with Jalen, somebody who Jalen's comfortable with, somebody who already understands the concepts, the terminology, and move from there. You don't have to change much. When you've done what this team has done this year, you don't have to change a whole lot moving forward.
How much of it is Sirianni's offense versus what the like Kellen Moore put in place? You know what I'm saying?
Well, I mean, I think it's a collaboration. I think they identified early that you have somebody special in Saquon Barkley. You know, we've ever since the league changed the concept of making it more of a passing game, the running back in the National Football League has been cast aside, basically, and not making a lot of money until Saquon Barkley changed teams, Derrick Henry changed teams,
right.
Josh Jacobs changed teams. Look what happened to all three. Phenomenal years in Green Bay, Baltimore, and Philadelphia. Those guys have opened the door for the running game to come back in the National Football League. And so I think it was a collaboration between the two, because when you look at Kellen Moore's resume, Dallas Chargers, it was a pass-first offense with Kellen Moore. All of a sudden, they were smart enough to identify, hey, look, we got somebody special here. And with the offensive line, I mean, I saw the stat last night, which is incredible. The Eagles' offensive line averaged 6'6", 330 pounds. Biggest offensive line in the National Football League. They're not just big, but they're mobile. And they have two young guys sitting on the bench that can plug and play at any given point in any position who keeps that machine running. So now what are the teams going to do? They're going to try to go out and get bigger, more athletic along the offensive line and do the same thing. So the running game is returned in the National Football League.
Yeah.
And kudos to both Kellen Moore and Nick Sirianni for identifying early. Look, we don't have to throw the ball 30, 40 times to be successful. Last night, they had to throw the ball what? They threw the ball 22 times. They still ran the ball 40-some times.
Yeah.
And then over 100 yards rushing.
It wasn't.
But the running game was an afterthought last night, more so than ever before this season.
Yeah, it was wild. I mean, they never got it going. He never hit the home run, but Saquon still got 25 carries. I'm looking at the coaching staff. It sounds like this Kevin Petullo dude will be the next OC in Philly. He's been with Sirianni since the Indy days.
Well, and I would be surprised if it's not his turn. You know, that's why I said earlier, I would be surprised if they didn't elevate somebody from within.
Yep.
I mean, him and Sirianni have a long history together. They understand each other. And now, Kellen Moore going down to New Orleans, which is going to be interesting. I mean, New Orleans is at the bottom of the heap in terms of cap.
$54 million
over the cap,
right,
and limited talent and no quarterback.
Right.
No quarterback, and I don't think they have no banging running back. They got a guy who catches the ball in the backfield a lot, but
he probably wants out.
Nobody that's going to be pounding it.
Gunner, man, no. We appreciate your time, bro. Enjoy the parade and everything you guys have coming the next week or so.
Take the poles down. Don't just grease them.
I know, man. They're going to cut those poles down. But hey, B-Mitch, you know this Philly, man. They're going to do their own thing, man.
Yeah. Yes, sir. Thank you, Gunner.
All right, bro.
All right, man. You guys have a good day.
All right, got you.
That's Derek Gunn. Give him a follow at RealDGunn on X. When we come back, let's talk about who's going to win next year.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Super Bowl. All right, B. This is nuts, but I feel like we've all kind of been kicking this around.
Mm-hmm.
Knowing what a draw the Commanders are now with Jaden and how well all their games did and then going to the NFC title game.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there was a legitimate conversation last night about what Washington could be in the NFL season opener, the Thursday night game that the Super Bowl winner gets to host. It could be Washington either way, in Philly or Kansas City.
Yep.
And they're one of few teams that can say that, right? Like totally. Some of that's just a scheduling quirk that's determined the year before. But you already know who Washington's playing and where.
Yeah.
Now it just becomes a matter of when. I think this is going to be an all prime time. Like, the this amount of Sunday 1 o'clock games is going to be few and far between.
It's going to be a primetime year.
Yeah.
And, you know, I expect and I'm hoping that the team grow with it. Because schedule will be different this year, brother.
Yeah, man. And you're playing more playoff teams.
Yeah.
Just playing the AFC West. Chargers are good. Broncos are good. Chiefs are good. Raiders stink, but maybe Pete Carroll turns that around.
I'll answer the question like Quan did to you. We're good, too.
Totally. and that's got to be your attitude.
Yeah, yeah.
Philly's not worried about a primetime schedule or going to play the Chargers in L.A. or whatever the case is. I do find it pretty fascinating. So there's this Twitter account called Nerding on the NFL.
Uh-huh.
The NFL nerd. And he's got 30, 40,000 followers. Like, this dude or this person that runs this account is really, really deep into this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
That's not to say it's correct, but, like, they're taking a good, long, hard look at everything, looking ahead. And we won't have the actual NFL schedule till May or whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
But they'll leak some stuff. The first thing we're going to know, because they announced these international games mad early to, I guess, let people book travel.
Promote it.
Whatever it is. Promote it, yeah.
Yeah.
So the international game, the only one... I guess they've only announced the home teams for some of them. Like, they've announced that the Chargers are playing in Brazil, I believe. Who's playing in Australia?
I think
the Rams, maybe?
I don't know.
The Steelers are playing in Dublin. You got a whole bunch of London games. Those don't even stand out anymore. And then you've got the Dolphins playing in Madrid. Washington plays at Miami this year. The way they announce these international games, I think we'll find out sooner than later who the Dolphins are playing in Madrid.
Mm-hmm.
If you're trying to book your travel now,
better book it.
You're probably looking at, like, according to this NFL nerd on X, he's got that game week 11, which would probably be like November 16th.
Mm-hmm.
Do they play the international games on a Sunday? Right? They do, right?
Most of them are.
Because it like starts today. It's like Sunday at 9 a.m.
Yeah. But as they go forward, they may start adjusting some of them.
Yeah. I mean, I guess they play the Brazil one on Friday night. I'm also still surprised they play in Sao Paulo and not Rio, but I don't know enough about that. Mm. This dude has the Commanders playing the Dolphins week 11 in Madrid. I've heard that rumored. You've heard it rumored.
I've heard rumors about that.
I've heard lots of rumors because I've also heard some rumors about Brazil week one.
I'll take Madrid.
Yeah, I'm not complaining either way. I think I've heard more about the Madrid game, but I've definitely heard a little bit of Brazil talk. Either way, it wouldn't be a surprise if Washington gets their first international game since the 2017 season.
What game was that? That was the London game?
It was the London game against the Bengals. Was that 16 or 17? It might have been 16, honestly.
That wasn't a tie game, was it?
That was the tie, dude.
Oh, Lord. I don't want to see none of those.
Yeah. No. But how about this? This is according to NFL Nerd, and this is hard. This is in no capacity official.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Let me stress that. He has the Commanders opening week one, not against the Eagles on Thursday night, rather opening in Arrowhead Sunday Night Football week one. That would be
bonkers.
A rowdy atmosphere.
I'll tell you, I played in Arrowhead, and I'm telling you, brother, loud as hell.
Yeah, I've worked some games there.
That thing is loud.
So week one, you open on the road. Week two, you get a home game, right? That's how that generally works.
Yeah.
Week two, home Monday Night Football hosting the Denver Broncos.
All right. Drake, yeah. I mean, we get over. What's the quarterback?
Bo Nix.
Bo Nix against JD.
Now, again, this is hardly official, but this is not like
it's hardly official, but you can get excited about it a little bit.
Well, here's the other part of this. To make this work, think about the level of math involved.
Just having time.
Yeah, sure. But, B, look, like he doesn't just build out Washington's schedule. He builds out the entire NFL schedule, 272 games.
How long he's been doing this?
Yo, like 6 years?
How many times have you been right?
I mean, getting everything right? Probably never.
Give me 90%.
Yeah. 80%. Like, he hits at a pretty good ratio.
If he's at 80%, then that's I'll listen to him.
I don't know the specific number, but this dude is relatively respected in a nonsensical field, frankly, of mock scheduling. So, dude, listen to this. At Chiefs Sunday night NFL opener. Week two, Monday night at home against the Broncos.
Okay.
Week three, the 4 o'clock game in Lambeau.
I'll take that. You know why? It's week three. They're not going to wait on it. Because if you wait about to 8 or 9, you'll be freezing up there.
Week four, for what seems like a tradition that happens every year, Bears in Landover, Thursday night football.
Bears in Landover? They got to travel here again?
Dude, it seems like the Bears play here every year, doesn't it?
Wow.
When's the last time they played at Chicago?
I can't recall.
Is that when, like, D-Hall had 4 interceptions of Jay Cutler?
That could be it.
Remember he said, he's like, man, if I played Jay Cutler every year, I'd be in the Hall of Fame.
Probably could.
Dog, this is a banana. This is also not real, so I shouldn't spend too much brain power
getting
on this.
Getting a little excited here, Jay.
It gets you juiced up, B.
You're getting a little excited.
Week
bro.
One, Sunday night in Arrowhead. Week two, Monday night at home. Week three, at Green Bay. Week four, a Thursday nighter at home. And then week five, Jerry World.
All right, 1 o'clock game?
Yeah, noon local.
So we get 3 prime times in a row? Then all off.
2 prime times, a 4 o'clock, would be the National Fox game.
I think that 4 o'clock is prime time, too.
Then another prime time at home. I mean, that is crazy. So of the prime time slated, of the actual night games, they got Eagles, Commanders, week 6, another Sunday night football. And that's now 4. I think you're only allowed to play 5. They try to limit the amount of teams a team can play in primetime.
Is it like that every year they do it?
Yeah, it's like an NFL rule.
Or they try to.
So then they have them again week 16, Sunday night in Los Angeles against the Chargers. And then week 18, you can't schedule anything. It's all TBD anyway. And that's also with a European game. Again, it's check it out at Nerding on NFL on X. It's hardly official, but it's really interesting to watch. This would also mean another late season bye for your Commanders.
They got to work on that bye thing.
This would be a week 12 bye, which is 2 weeks prior to the last
still
one.
Too long.
Yeah, and that's coming off a Europe trip.
Yeah.
Euro trip.
If they want to, like all this stuff about their care for the safety of players, get that right.
I don't know what that answer is, B. I really don't. Because they have random weeks where nobody gets a bye.
It should never be like that. They should get that, get everybody a bye somewhere around the week 4 through 10. You can solve it. Somewhere around 4 through 10, they can get that right.
I think odd number. I think when they get back to 18 in a season from now,
they still got to get there and figure it out about when.
I'm with you. I just think an even number of games will make that a lot easier than an odd number of games. I could be wrong on that. That's my reason.
It should make a difference how many games you have. You still can have certain people off in certain weeks.
Sure. Here's what I do know, man. Football is over. And not going to lie to you, it's kind of sad. Football's over. We're going to talk ourselves into – free agency opens in a month if you're mentally prepared. The draft's in, what, 2.5 months? OTAs, minicamp, training camp. We'll get fired up for all of it. But today, time to turn the page. The final stretch of the NBA regular season is heating up. Get in on all the action at ESPN Bet Sportsbook. The Wiz have been playing good basketball lately. The Wiz are at home tonight, catching 10.5 with Wemby coming to town. I ain't mad at it. Telling you, the Wiz have been playing good basketball. There's a lot of good games. Celtics Heat tonight. Pelicans Thunder. The Pelicans stink, but that's a big number. Warriors Bucks on NBA TV. There's a lot of games you can check out. The new look Lakers all of a sudden, kind of interesting. Mm-hmm. Or say you want to hit some player props, get Luka or Jokic. Whatever it is you're looking for, Steph in Milwaukee, whatever it is you're looking for, player props, betting spreads, totals, ESPN Bet Sportsbook can take care of you. And new ESPN Bet Sportsbook customers can bet $10 to get $100 in bonus bets. Plus, you can unlock 30 days of ESPN Plus. Download the app and sign up with the promo code RADIO100 to get started today. Virginia odds and lines subject to change. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details. B. Mitch and Finley, 1067 The Fan. You could win an ultimate tournament trip to Las Vegas just by listening to 1067 The Fan. Win a trip for you and three friends during the first two rounds of the college basketball championships. Flights, hotel, and $20,000 in spending money. Just download the free Odyssey app, listen to The Fan for at least 1 hour. Listen tomorrow for at least an hour for another entry. It's Odyssey's Slam Dunk in Vegas national contest. For more, go to odyssey.com/slamdunk.
They should let us participate.
Yo, that is cash, dog.
We could win that.
As we're getting closer to college basketball, Super Bowl's over now. Like, we got to pay attention to all the other sports. I don't understand hockey.
They're like, taking a break.
Who's the scheduler that takes the break now?
Well, I think that the point...
Take the break during that stretch where it was NFL playoffs and college football playoffs.
They're taking the break so they can do that international tournament thing.
Right. But play it during the... remember there was that stretch where there was a playoff game every night for 9 days?
They don't care over there.
I think that's dumb.
Well, no. Most of the damn NHL is their players. So... They bring more notoriety to that international game.
I don't know, man. I watched the Caps yesterday. I would definitely be ready for, Caps hockey, watch two games this week. Kind of, what is it, methadone? Like, when you're addicted to drugs, you go to the methadone clinic to get off the drugs. They wean you off it.
I wouldn't know about all that.
I need some football methadone this
next week. I
wouldn't
know about all that.
I don't know. I've never been to a methadone clinic, B. I just know they exist. I'm saying I need something to help wean me off of football because that game yesterday left me wanting.
You will not be weaned off of football. You're going to be you will find every topic that's coming up to discuss as well.
Yeah.
We always do, brother. We're going to talk about other sports, but we're going to still find out free agency, all that stuff popping up, who's going to be let loose, what's the possibility of this guy coming, that guy going.
Well, I mean, there's already a ton of them. Debo wants out, Garrett.
We're going to always have something to talk about, though.
I'm not worried. Brian, we have demonstrated an ability to talk about football for 4 hours a day for 4 years now. I'm not worried about our ability to discuss football.
Well,
I'm talking about what I watch at night when I want to watch football.
You got a team that is one of the best in the league in the Caps.
But they're on break for 2 weeks. They're going to summer camp.
And now we got to go to basketball.
Terps won yesterday.
Terps won. Terps,
the kid Derek Queen
Terps
is
Terps moved
good.
Up. You got them working. The Wiz that play good ball down the stretch over the week. We don't know why they winning them games.
Landfill, you fired up about the Wiz getting hot?
So I don't. It's things to discuss.
The point is to lose as many games as possible. Stop winning.
Yeah, but you got to show something to make other people want to feel like, oh, they are building something.
You don't got to show anything.
You don't got to show nothing. That's why they just traded everybody away.
I'm just saying, man, if you got guys going to get excited about coming, you got to show them something.
I don't think many people are that excited. All right. Today is February 10th. Yesterday was February 9th. The Caps played February 9th. They lost to Utah at home. Yo, F Utah, by the way. Utah hurt OVU out there, and they beat them here. No thanks to the hockey club.
Bleep them. Come on, man. We didn't know the words we got to use.
When do you think the Caps' next game is, Brian?
Probably 2 weeks and 2 days.
February 22nd. You might be right. I'm not. No.
22nd?
You're saying 16 days.
No, that's a little less. 2 days. 2 weeks minus 2 days.
Whoever's in charge of this is so dumb. Do it when football's raging, not when football's over.
You're gonna be so hell bent on seeing something that when it shows up, you're gonna be the first person out there watching it.
You know what? You can book this, B.
Mm-hmm.
You want to go with me?
What?
Sunday, February. All right. Well, I got to.
And you worry about not talking about football.
I'll figure it out. But their next home game is Sunday, February 23rd at 1 o'clock against Edmonton. Edmonton's awesome. Connor McDavid. That'd be a fun game to go to. I like going to the matinees. Maybe I'll fly out Monday morning.
They're taking the break so they can play the tournament now so people will pay attention to the tournament.
What? Give me. I tell you what. Can we book Jeff for what's the tournament called?
Four Nations or something.
Jeff, can you give me the hockey tournament preview, please?
When you want it. Right now. No, not right now.
Not right now. No. Give me like a segment. I got you.
1:30.
Let's
book it.
I don't know if it's going to fill a whole segment. Jeff's Four Nations hockey tournament preview. Nobody's going to watch that. At least I'm not.
You may not, but it's...
Caps don't have a single player in it.
Maybe not.
But even fewer people would watch it if there was football on.
Yeah.
Think about that.
There are hockey fans that love hockey just like we love football.
No. There are sports fans that just watch football. Hockey fans are going to watch hockey no matter what. So if you put those hockey games on during college football playoff, that hockey crowd would still be watching that. Yeah, now, all you're going to have is the hockey crowd.
But the hockey crowd is going to watch it, and they're going to get some of their friends, because guess what? That's all that's on.
Now they're hoping for people who don't have any football to watch.
First of all, you know what other sports fans do? They go anywhere where they got a lot of beer being served. So if they got
the tournaments in Uruguay or something. I don't even know where they're
you
playing.
You don't have to go
probably
to
not
a tournament.
South America.
You
I think
have to just go
Canada.
To a bar where you're going to be serving beer.
What would the odds be of the...
They're playing in Montreal and Boston.
The hockey tournament being in Uruguay. Now that I'd tune in for. You think they got ice down there? I don't know. I don't know if they have hockey rinks.
I feel like they have ice in the whole country.
Hockey rinks different.
They might have one.
So open the phone lines up. 800-636-1067. 800-636-1067. The Chiefs got smoked in the Super Bowl. What did you learn?
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knix, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knix Menswear, your friend in style.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism, so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at omicid.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over, and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.